The role then as well was like warrant officers in the army today. They enforce discipline. And we see that in the discourse between Jesus and between the centurion. Now, it's interesting for me, when you think about this, here's a guy who comes to Jesus, and he has all the experience in the world. He has all the years behind him. He's administrative, so he's practical, he's disciplined, he's respected, he is tried, he is tested, and he is proven. And the other thing about him is he is not a Jew. I think it's amazing that one of the things about this guy is he was not brought up in the law. He was not mindful of it because it was not his tradition. He had a different paradigm and a different view, which I would love to have grown up that way, not the way that I did, because I'm nearly normal as a result. I mean, if you compare him with Jairus, it's interesting that remember when Jesus, Jairus was the leader of the synagogue, okay? And so he was a lawyer, leader of the synagogue. And whenever he comes, when his daughter's ill, he comes to Jesus and he says, Jesus, you need to come to my house. Right? And whenever the centurion comes, who's not a Jew, not in that tradition, not under law, he comes and actually what happens is he says, no, Jesus, you don't even need to come to my house. Just say the word. Here we have somebody out of religion who understands Jesus better than the person in religion. You get that? That's a point for another day. But what happens in this moment? Because the way that you see Jesus, the revelation that you have of him will never affect God's acceptance of you, but it will affect your acceptance of what God has done for you, and it will affect how much you can receive from him. So whenever he comes, he leaves the experience, he leaves the nous, he leaves the tactics all behind. There, and when what Jesus describes as great faith, he uses a pronoun and then he uses the word pistis. All right? And what he says is, the word is to sotos pistis, is the exact expression that Jesus uses. And what he says is not, aren't you amazing? Look what you have done. He turns and he says, here's a man who could bring lots of things to me, who is qualified, who is experienced, who has a position and all the rest of it. But what he understood in that moment was that as he came to Christ, it was nothing about him. And what Jesus looks in that moment, he goes, oh my goodness. And actually, literally what he says is, I have never seen so much God faith in a moment. He says, I've never seen somebody work it up and look what he's done. And he goes, no, this is pure God faith. This is the gift of God right here, where you come to the Lord and it's nothing about you and it's all about him. His view of Jesus was so much bigger than the leader of the synagogue who was under law. So my question to you is, how simple is great faith? Jesus goes, my goodness, when you have great faith like this, this is what he said, then nothing's impossible. And at the end of the discourse, go because everything is well. I love this. Bring nothing of your own. Don't bring your experience. Don't bring your ideas. Just come to the Lord as you are and say, Jesus, you become bigger. My focus is not on me or what I can do. My focus is on God and what he has done. I know that in a moment that you can change it all. That you can do it all and it will be nothing to do with me. And Jesus goes, that's great faith. That's pure God faith right there. That's somebody coming with nothing of themselves and all about Jesus. And there in the moment, you see Jesus go, but that's it. Boom. Do you understand it? That's why we preach Jesus week after week in this church. That's why we preach unmerited favor week after week in this church. Because I know for me that I need these moments. I need this to sotos pistos moment where I come to the Lord and he goes, actually, you know, Lord, I have to actually think about this and say, there is nothing of me in this moment and it's about you. I need to leave my experience. I need to leave my good work. I need to leave my ability. I need to leave it all behind because in this moment, as I come to you, there is nothing of that which is going to move you one bit. You love me just the way that you are. Says, you know, that's what the Lord says. You just love me. And in that moment, it's not like the faith almighty goes up. Jesus goes, look, pure God faith. I've never seen this before. Pure God faith. This is it. This is the gift. This is what it looks like. Leave it behind and just get a big view of me. Does that make sense? Oh, I love that moment. It's so simple. And so I find myself this week coming to the Lord and saying, what is there of me and can you show me so I can leave it behind? so much. That's the word for great, tousotos. Is it a personal pronoun? Who knows? Who cares? Never listened in school that much anyway. But it's one of them pronouns. Professor Phil will have to help us with that. But I love that moment. Because Jesus, when he looks, he doesn't look at the man and go, aren't you brilliant? He doesn't say, flip me, that's awesome, well done. He goes, this is God's gift at work. All the glory comes back to Jesus. This is God's gift at work. Look, this is what it looks like. Live like this and you can do anything. And so he doesn't need to go to the house. As you have believed, as you have had God faith. And so we see that it was not about the centurion, but it was about Jesus. It was not about what he brought, it was about what Jesus saw. God, it's not so easy. Talk about taking the layers off, the demands. There was no demand there on the guy. He just came. Jesus saw that faith, undefiled and pure. Boom. Can I encourage you that so much God faith, so much of Jesus and nothing else, a big view of Jesus, no trying, no effort, no bringing, but trust and reliance is what he describes as great faith. When that kind of faith is operating, then nothing's impossible. Can I just say, if you feel the need to continually add to what the Lord has done in you, then you're still in that demand mentality. And you need to learn to receive a bit more. How do you do that? Get a big view of Jesus. Ephesians 3, with this I'm done. That you would know the length, the breadth, the depth, and the height of God's love. Because when you know the length, the breadth, the depth, and the height, you get rooted and grounded in that, in God's love, in his commitment, in his decision. You get rooted and grounded in that, then you experience God's life.